Preparations are being put into place in Dorset as on Sunday, 10 days of celebration get underway for the Hindu festival of Durga Puja. It's a really big event celebrated by the Indian community and beyond across the county of Dorset. And here to tell us a little bit more about it, Amit Chakrabarty and Sid Ghosh. Hello, good morning.
Morning to you, Katie.
Good morning, Katie, and a very good morning to all the listeners. And thank you, Katie, for inviting us today.
You are most welcome. You are trustees at the Dorset Indian Association. I've been to a Durga Puja celebration a few times. Let me test me and see if I can remember the story. Oh. I think there was a goddess, and there was a 10-day battle, and she had to overcoming evil, and it's all about bringing in all of your family together to overcome this evil. I want to say a buffalo demon. Am I anywhere close?
Absolutely correct.
Spot on.
Excellent. Well, it's a great story and a great occasion. And one thing that always stands out to me is how pertinent and relevant it is in today's world when we think about celebrating the things that unite us, not just our immediate and biological family, but our cultural family and our community too.
Yes, absolutely. As you said, you know, Durga Puja, we celebrate to mark the occasion of victory of good over evil. And perfectly summarized, this demon king at that time was causing havoc in heaven and earth. And then all the goddess and gods came together and they created Ma Durga. And have you seen a statue of Ma Durga?
Is this the goddess with the arms?
Exactly. She has got 10 arms with weapon in each arm. So just showing how powerful she is. Mm. And she rides the lion, showing how majestic she is. And she fights the demon, the buffalo demon, and for 9 days. And on the 10th day, she slays the demon and kills him. And that's what we celebrate as the victory day, Bijaya Dashami. That's the 10th day of the puja.
So all of these days, the festival is building up then day by day. We've seen it celebrated here with community gatherings. What's going on in India?
Well, in India, especially in the eastern India, it's a big festival. It's one of the, you know, most important Hindu festival. So all the offices and everything is closed for the, you know, 10 days or 5 days of the, you know, last 5 days of the puja. And they have about, I would say, the main city, Kolkata, they have probably about 10,000 or even more temporary pandals, that's what you call, to put the statues there. And, you know, everybody, 24 hours a day, the whole night, people go around looking at the pandals, the pujas every day, twice a day, afternoon and evening. There is food and celebration. It's all like to bringing the community together. People forget all their, you know, professional works and pain and, you know, difficulties in life, and they just come together and enjoy. It's for everybody, you know, kids, young, old, male, female, everybody come together.
It's a very special time of year. I can't wait to hear how you'll be marking that in Dorset. More to come in just a moment's time. Joined by Amit Chakrabarty and Sid Ghosh this morning on BBC Radio Solent, trustees at the Dorset Indian Association. Plans and preparations underway for the Hindu festival of Durga Puja. And on Sunday, a 10-day Hindu festival begins. It's called Durga Puja, and it's being celebrated across the south. I'm joined by trustees at the Dorset Indian Association, Amit Chakrabarty and Sid Ghosh. Great to hear all about the history and the story behind the festival. One of the things that always stands out to me whenever I go along to celebrations is the outfits, the colour, and quite honestly, the bling. Is the bling a big part of things?
Absolutely, Katie Armin. So that is the part of our traditions. The people put on the traditional dresses, all colorful, children, ladies, guys, you know, all come in different dresses. Mm. And you have to really come and enjoy that and experience that, you know, how it looks. Mm. And it looks absolutely fabulous with the lights coming on there and all the smells of the things, rituals going around there, and the way the priest is organizing the puja. It's a environment, you know, which you have to experience to believe that how it is. And people forget, as Amit says, people forget about everything in their life, and they just come there, enjoy, and with their families, with their friends, with their communities, because you know that we go through a lot of things in our personal life, professional lives. Just forget about all of that. Come here, enjoy, experience, and immerse in what we call is the Durga Puja experience.
Definitely be swept away, and I think we all need that from time to time, don't we? The flavour of a celebration like this as well, always second to none. Are there any particular foods that have a significance that are part of the story, or is it just a case of everybody enjoying the things that are big crowd pleasers?
Food is central to Durga Puja. You know, without that, probably we won't be able to attract crowds. So that is a central part of Durga Puja. And we cook our homegrown food for lunch during all the 4 days, as well as we also order food from outside caterer during the evening. So people who are coming there, they can enjoy and taste the local delicacies, and then have that, you know. And that's what we wanted. You know, we want the communities to get in there, enjoy the local food, taste it, and enjoy the puja together.
You might be listening to this thinking, I'd love to go, but I don't want to interrupt an act of worship. I don't want to be the person that turns up at exactly the wrong time. Is there a wrong time to arrive?
No, not at all, because we are there from probably 8 in the morning and 10 in the evening. So any time between 8 and 10, anyone can come in there. There will be people there. They can show all the things. And, you know, the idol of Goddess Durga, we got that from Kolkata. You know, and it is seen to be believing. I mean, so you have to see that, how gorgeous, how good it looks like. Yeah. Obviously, you have seen that elsewhere in the pictures, photos and all. But when you see that in the real live experience, that is the thing, you know, we want to showcase to the local communities there.
So the structure, the statues, come from India specifically for this event?
Absolutely. And it came from Kolkata, because the artisans are famous in Kolkata about making those Durga idols. So we have to order there, and then it came by ship, it came to Southampton Port, and from there we take it to Dorset.
Were you nervous waiting for it to arrive, unwrapping it? You know, whatever you do, don't bump into it.
Absolutely. So it's a massive 3 boxes, you know, and, you know, 3 boxes of idols came through shape. And then, you know, when you open that, and it's unbelievable how good it looks like.
It sounds like it's going to be spectacular. And as you say, what an opportunity to embrace our cultural diversity and share in that unity and celebrate that festival of good over evil. So where do we need to be this weekend? What dates and what's the place?
Dates are up.
It's from Sunday, the 28th of September, to Thursday, 2nd of October. And it's at Horton and Charlbury Village Hall in Wimborne.
Well, I hope you have a fantastic time celebrating with friends and family. I know it's got a bit of a homecoming vibe to it as well. So hopefully you get the chance to catch up with family celebrating in India too.
Absolutely. And, you know, please come there, enjoy yourself and see what it is all about. It's full of dance, full of music, and, you know, full of arts, and it's an experience to be immersed in. And once you get in there, you'll see, wow, you know, what I have seen today is unbelievable. And that's what we want the local communities to get in.
Mm. And just to say, Katie, cool. This is like Christmas to us, and it's a Christmas for 5 days.
Yeah. Well, I'm on board with that. My advice is going to be come hungry.
Yes, please come over, and we'd love to receive you.
Lovely to have you both there, gents. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you. Amit Chakravarti, Sid Ghosh, trustees of the Dorset Indian Association, joining us on BBC Radio Solent. Mm-hmm.